those called to serve God often wrestle with what can be a big decision. Missionary work and taking a life of sacrifice can take a huge toll. But for Creek preacher Jimmy Anderson in Holdenville, Oklahoma, there was another dilemma, the choice of being an artist or a man of God. Allison Herrera of Invisible Nations reports.
Well, something within me has got a hold of the reins. Something within me, oh Lord, I can't explain.
That's Creek preacher Jimmy Anderson singing an old gospel song called Something Within, written by Lucy Campbell in the early 1900s. Anderson is the minister at Many Springs Baptist Church in Holdenville, Oklahoma, where he often sings in English and his native Creek. He spent 34 years as a missionary traveling all over the world before retiring in the 1990s. His love of music began at the church.
Part of it started here at Many Springs Church when I was young. Nathan Buck, my cousin, used to lead gospel singing. And I used to go there and listen and hear, and I tried to start singing with him.
Jimmy Anderson grew up in Holdenville in the 1930s as part of the Creek Nation. He spent some of his youth at Yuchi Boarding School during World War II while his mother and aunt worked at a defense plant in California. To cure some of his homesickness, Anderson drew the backyard of his house from memory, and he eventually developed a talent for sketching and painting. After attending Haskell Institute in Lawrence, Kansas, Anderson went on to study at Bacon College with noted painters Fred Beaver, Pebley de Velarde, and Dick West in the Oklahoma flat style. While at Haskell, he also took up singing and formed a trio and then a quartet with his brother Richard, J.B. Dreadfulwater, and Mitchell Beaver. Together they were the Osceola Four. They sung throughout high school, auditioned for Ted Mack's Amateur Hour, and performed on classic programs like the Sooner Shindig Show.
I might pursue an Indian art career, but at the same time, at high school, at Haskell, we formed a trio, an Indian trio, and we started singing. We got on television and Channel 4 and Channel 9 in Oklahoma City. We were singing pop songs plus spirituals. We recorded one song with Spike Jones Orchestra, and that got to be on an album. So we thought, well, we might be the first all-Indian quartet to make it in big time if we pursue this. Kind of a question, which should I go ahead with my Indian art or music career? What?
Something kept bothering him. Every week in Oklahoma City, he saw Indian kids sitting outside of bars while their parents were inside drinking. His father died from alcoholism, and he felt moved to do something. What direction should his life take, he asked himself. After fasting and praying, he chose to serve God and entered seminary school after his time at OU. But he never stopped singing. During his missionary work, he and two of the Osceola Four toured the world as a revival and evangelistic team until a few years ago. Two of the members, J.B. Dreadfulwater and Mitchell Beaver, died, and his brother Richard can no longer sing.
Yeah, the feeling when I go out and singing anymore is just that I miss the other three guys. I miss the harmony. So I tell people it's just me now, so I'm three quarts low in the quartet because the three other guys are not there. I still enjoy singing. I get many requests, but I sing anyway.
Jimmy Anderson still sings at Many Springs Baptist Church. For KOSU, I'm Allison Herrera.
Oh, yes, and when to their pleading, your poor heart yield.
You can go to KOSU.org to see a short documentary about Jimmy Anderson called Something Within, produced by Fire Thief Productions. Invisible Nations is brought to you by KOSU and Finding America, a national initiative produced by AIR, the Association of Independents and Radio Incorporated, and with financial support from the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, the Winecott Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Arts.